Okay, last thing is video. And again, I'm going to hand over to Laura pretty quick with this. Three ways of posting video. YouTube, Vimeo. How many of you have any of you ever used Vimeo? Similar kind of platform to YouTube, very different community. That it's just as easy to upload to, but it just tends to be less spammy, less kind of crowded. It's a nice, particularly for kind of, if you're uploading high-res video, it's a lovely format for kind of, it's just displayed nicely. And the third one is Posterous. But if any of you want to do video on Posterous, I can give you a login for the site, because it's much easier to upload through the web interface than it is to try and email it, because attaching 80 meg of video to an email gets a bit clumsy. But those are the three ways that we do it. So how many of you have ever put a video on the internet? How many of you have uploaded video?
Well, and how many people edit videos? So not just one continuous piece, but you would piece it together and then upload. Has anyone done that before? Yeah?
I mean, if any of you want to do kind of sort of mini documentary stuff here, that's great. We can help with that.
Yeah.
But that's not going to be the norm. YouTube, Vimeo, Posterous are the three ways of doing that, but Laura's going to talk to you a bit about video for the web.
Hello again.
Hold on.
So,
got you.
So all of my photo tips apply to video as well, and I don't want you to be put off doing video. We always do tend to talk about how big the file sizes are and how long it can take, but I'm a videographer, I love video. I think it's a brilliant way of telling stories. You just have to realise it. You probably can't whip one up in your break time. That's the point is. But I have another five little tips that I just put together about video. My first one is the one that annoys me the most, so I'm putting it as number one. And if I see anybody doing this, I'm going to have a problem with you. Because a lot of people film their videos like this way around on their phone. Does anyone know why that's wrong? Or what's not wrong, but why is it a problem? If I film... Well, no, it's not the wrong way around. Because if I film you like this, it's you're the right way up. Yeah. But it's skinny. It's like it's the shape of the phone. Yeah. So when you put that onto a video platform like Vimeo or YouTube, you end up with black bits around the side and the skinny bit in the middle. So it's really annoying. So we won't be doing that. We'll be filming this way around. There's a lot of ways that you can maximise using a low-resolution kind of video camera like this. One of them is doing it this way around. The other one is managing your surroundings. Audio is very, very important in video, more important really than the quality of the image. So if this room was really, really noisy and I wanted to film Steve and ask him questions about something I find interesting, I would say, Steve, would you mind coming and standing in the corridor, if the corridor was quieter? Even standing next to a pillar so that you can get away from the sound a little bit. If you can monitor the sound on your camera, that's even better, but you don't have to really worry about that too much. It's just... make sure you're in a quiet place to talk to someone, because this will pick it up better. Another thing is, you can film like this and sort of be walking around with it, and it's going to be quite wobbly. It doesn't really matter, but if you want to make things a bit smoother, you can hold it with two hands. Really simple. If you've got a heavier camera, you can do this underneath. If you hold something close to your body and you're breathing, because you probably are going to breathe when you're filming someone, probably, then your camera will go up and down. If you laugh... that's going to happen. So it doesn't matter, because it all adds a lot of personality. But if you're trying to do it a little bit more smoothly, that's just some tips. And I've forgotten the rest. That's the things. As we were talking about, avoiding editing in the situation if you're trying to just upload little bits of video is a good idea. You can just film a continuous thing like an interview or yourself talking. If you want to piece things together, by all means do it, but just you know, you're going to have to spend a bit of time. And the whole point, again, of what we're doing here is sort of social media stuff for the web. We don't really want to get in the way of the visits or anything like that. I think talking about and filming what interests you is really important, because, you know, that's the whole point. There's no point filming something boring or someone boring or asking a boring question, so... there's so much expertise in this room and so many people from so many different backgrounds that being interesting is not going to be hard. So it's just capturing that, and then we get to enjoy watching. And the last thing, which I think is really important also for photography, is about being brave and just doing it. Because it can be a little bit worrying when you're filming something and someone stands in the way and you think maybe you're too shy to say excuse me or to go round. And I think that's, for me, was the hardest thing actually when I started doing what I do. was just elbowing to the front nicely and filming something, getting the photo I want, taking enough photos or taking enough video, redoing things if it's not, you know, completely how you want it is fine as well. And just really capturing things and feeling empowered to do it in the same way with the photos, because it's a bit embarrassing to film yourself talking to a camera the first time, but it's quite fun and you can film other people and I think you can do a lot. So that was basically it. And all of these tips kind of go for audio as well. So if you're doing an interview like Steve is doing now, he's holding the microphone quite near where I'm talking. That helps. If I was turned around this way, if he was good, he'd come around here. And same thing, if the room was really noisy then and he wanted to interview me, he would take me to the corridor or something like that. So people would always rather you walk them out of the room than you've got an interview you can't use, because it's just wasting everyone's time. Does anyone have any questions about photos and video? Anything you didn't understand? If you don't want to ask now, you can come over anytime. And this is all up with the blog post as well, another one.
Very good.
As if by magic. And that's it, really.
Thank you.